All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
And that is your favorite hip-hop swelling in the background.
Yeah, what is that? Cool Mo D, huh?
Yeah, you see? Look at you.
Uptown.
Look at you.
129th Street, Compton.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's amazing. If your dad knew you were singing that, he'd be so...
My dad loves this song.
Stop it.
129th Street, Compton.
They actually thought about this as the theme for McHale's Navy when they did a remake. That was the Tom Arnold one.
It drives my wife crazy because I don't know any lyrics to any song. And I'm teaching my daughter the other night, Row, Row, Row Your Boat. And she goes, no, dude, you don't even know that. You didn't know the lyrics to that. All right, folks, if you watch Channel 9 News, we're going to get to the news here in a second, but this is news. There's a major, major fire going on in El Monte right now. You can see it live on Channel 9, and there's not much more information, but it's a major fire in El Monte right now. So if you see a lot of smoke and a lot of flames there, it looks like an apartment building, huh?
Yeah, if you got relatives in El Monte, you might want to give them a call, because this looks bad.
Yeah, maybe it looks like public storage. Looks like a storage joint, huh?
That's where my relatives live. You know, it's cheap, man. You don't want to try to go to Oakwood or something.
Yeah, the amenities are terrible, but slide in there. All right, it is 9 o'clock or a little after 9 o'clock. That must mean news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Randy, where the f*** is my audio?
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Jeez. God!
Somebody get a little testy.
Sorry, I worked out and I didn't eat, so, my blood sugar was low.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
All right, anything in the news today, Gina?
Well, of course. First, Priscilla Presley took her last stroll around the Dancing with the Stars dance floor on Tuesday night as the actress was voted off the hit celeb competition. The judges weren't wowed by her Monday night rumba with partner Louise Van Amstel, and the audience agreed. Upon receiving the news that she had taken her last dance, Priscilla called being on the show life-changing and commented, "I did things I didn't think I could do."
Aww.
And we have some audio of the latest vote-off.
All right, here we go. Priscilla Presley, man.
All right, scary music time. Priscilla and Louie. Christiane and Cheryl, on this fifth week of competition, the couple with the lowest combined total, and therefore leaving right now. Priscilla and Louie.
Who cares? All right. I mean, since Adam left that show, is anybody watching it?
Would you do it if they offered it to you?
Dancing with the Stars, what does it pay?
Maybe 20, like 20 grand or something, right? Is that right?
I bet probably more.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
I'd do it for 20 grand, absolutely.
Really? Yeah.
Would I do it for free? No.
But for 20 grand or more, you'd do it?
Yeah, I'd do it for 20 grand. But I'd get kicked off on the first day. You know, I've danced twice in my life. Once at my wedding, once at my prom. That's it.
See, I would never know that, because when that Wild Wild West track comes on, there's something you do that looks like the Cabbage Patch. I'm not sure. Or maybe you're just itching.
No, it's... no. Yes, there it is.
Shake it up, Tim.
Somebody should redo or remake this song.
Okay.
Have they?
No one's remade it, but there's a gentleman who runs around this studio who can rap. Maybe you should have him remake
it. Hey, Jerry Gomez, can you rap this?
Dude, Will Smith remade this song like 5 years ago.
Oh, he did? How much pizza do you have?
Oh, for the movie.
I got a piece of pizza in my mouth, but yeah, Will Smith remade it.
Oh, he did?
All right, well, the Wild Wild West. I come on, it's the Wild Wild West.
Whose version do you like best, Will's or Kool Moe Dee's?
I've never heard Will's.
Will's is better, I think.
So I think I'm going to go with Kool Moe Dee.
I know.
You know Will Smith?
Yes.
You know him pretty well?
Yeah. And I know you know the song, because when it was out as a movie, they played it constantly. You know, I should have remembered myself that it was remade.
I'm not into remakes. Like, I'm a big fan of Speed Racer, but I don't think I'm going to go see the movie.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah,
I loved the cartoon when I was growing up. It came on right after Kimba the White Lion.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. I'm assuming Alvin and the Chipmunks remake.
I pass on the remakes. You know, they try to be too hip and too crazy for me. Plus, Susan Sarandon's in this thing, right? She plays the mother.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Who needs that?
We are diametrically opposed as political animals.
You're right.
Me and her.
And so am I. I do not believe much of what SS is spouting nowadays. All right, anything else in the news, Gina Grant?
Well, yes, it is a new tradition now that each celebrity dancer who is voted off Dancing with the Stars makes an appearance on the late-night talk show Jimmy Kimmel Live the next night.
Oh, boy.
However, Jimmy was in for a surprise last night when he welcomed freshly ejected contestant Priscilla Presley to the show and was greeted with Adam Carolla instead.
What a big surprise over there.
I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be Priscilla Presley.
She'll be out.
But, I mean, not that I always love having you here, but I don't know what's going on here.
You get kicked off of Dancing with the Stars and you come on this show.
Yeah, but you did come here last week when
right.
you got kicked off.
And it was awesome, was it not?
It was.
Okay.
It was good, but Adam, you can't, now it's time for somebody else to. Adam, look at me for a second. It's over, man. It's over.
Priscilla?
Adam.
I spoke to Priscilla.
Adam, it's over.
She's got more class in her little pinky than you got in your whole body, Kim. I'll tell you that right now.
That has nothing to do with it. You're done. You were voted off Dancing with the Stars. You're not a dancing star anymore.
I can't hear you, Jimmy. My ears are clogged with Mystic Tan.
All right.
I love the music.
All right, anything else in the news there?
Yes, well, Pope Benedict the 16th is making an appearance on U.S. soil this week.
Yeah.
Very exciting. He is splitting his six-day visit between New York and Washington, D.C., and stopped off at the White House today to deliver a speech in front of President George W. Bush and many other delighted onlookers. And here we have some audio of Pope Benedict addressing the American public, which is then followed by an enthusiastic compliment from the president.
All right, here we go. President Bush and the Pope. What could go wrong?
My fervent prayers that Almighty God will confirm this nation and its people in the ways of justice, prosperity, and peace. God bless America.
Thank you, Owen. That's awesome speech.
Oh,
awesome speech.
Did he say awesome speech?
Thank you, Holiness. Awesome speech.
Oh,
Jesus
gosh.
Christ.
That's like being around when Martin Luther King is speaking,
right,
and he does the mountaintop speech, and you say, Martin, Shazam. You know, I mean, come on.
Yeah, that was bitching.
Yeah, Bush is like a wordsmith, ain't he?
Oh, man, that's so classic. Hey, Your Holiness, that was awesome.
Thank you, Your Holiness. Awesome speech.
Thank you, Holiness. Awesome speech.
We're going to sit down for one more song.
We're going to sit down for one more song. He's even trying to, like, control that dude. But this guy does, I mean, I don't know if the German is a big turnoff, but that German accent on a pope doesn't fit.
Not comforting.
Yeah, it's something odd about it. That's like a real, like, the German accent historically is very cold.
Yeah, I miss the other guy. Where is he now?
Pope John Paul?
Yeah,
I believe he's...
He's
left the Vatican.
Left the Vatican, okay.
In this way, coming generations will be able to live in a world...
Ooh, that's scary.
Especially the way he rolls that world. In the world...
Be able to live in a world...
In the world...
That's like those scary...
we almost once dominated...
Scary sentences from Hogan's Heroes.
Is that the Pope?
That's Pope Klink.
This is, I think, from Pennsylvania Avenue.
Oh, man.
This is when he's going to hit his shoe on the podium right here.
Coming generations will be able to live in a world where truth,
so many boys, so little time,
and justice can flourish. A world where the God-given dignity and rights. A world where the God-given dignity and rights of every man, woman,
I'm going to hit you with this club,
Colonel Klink.
Oh, boy. All right, anything else in the news there, Jeannie Graham?
Well, yes, finally, a recent sports study came out and revealed the top 10 worst sports cities in the country.
What?
Yeah, I would love to get your feedback on this, but the one that they say is the top 3 worst sports cities in the entire country... Number 3,
Palmdale.
Milwaukee, Green Bay.
Is that right?
Yes. Number two, though it's not a city, for some reason it qualifies, Carolina, the entire region.
Wow.
Yes.
And you're so smart to know that.
Thank you.
You know, because I would have been like, yeah, I've been to that city.
It's the capital, right?
Yeah, it's like near California City.
And the number one by this particular study, the worst city in the country for sports, San Francisco, Oakland.
Really?
Number one.
Wow.
That's because they held on to bonds too long.
Well,
selling tickets and not worrying about trophies.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? I actually agree with that because, you know, now the San Francisco 49ers are terrible. You got the Oakland Raiders that don't win. You know, 2 years ago, I believe they won three games. Last year, they won four or five games. You've got the Athletics. They're always okay. Mm-hmm. The Giants are a wreck. You have, basketball-wise, you got the Golden States.
Right, and Baron Davis can't do it all.
No.
He can't help the whole area.
No, Golden State, it's over for them. And hockey-wise, you have San Jose that didn't pan out. The Sharks actually had a pretty good run for a couple of years. Yeah, I understand that. That's a pretty crappy place to live if you like sports. But you know what? The capital of FU to sports, I think, is Los Angeles.
Yeah, because we don't even try.
I mean,
you know, at least they have teams.
Yeah.
You know, we
don't have a football team. They've got two football teams in the area that they call the worst sports city on the planet. They have the San Francisco 49ers.
They took from us.
Right, and the Oakland Raiders. We don't have one single football team.
And I know there's some people who are dialing, and they're about to tell us about the Avengers.
Right.
But
yeah,
we have
the Avengers. Yeah, with the arena football.
Yeah, that's like smoking oregano. It's indoor football.
Yeah. It's actually pretty cool, but it's not, you know, the NFL with 100,000 people. But when you talk about, you know, hockey here in Los Angeles, there aren't a lot of hockey fans. You know, they used to say that all of the Kings fans at any one night are in the Staples Center watching the game.
Pretty much it's Lycus and Alan Thick.
Right, yeah.
You know?
And when it comes to baseball, the Angels are trying to do something interesting down there. The Dodgers are not. The Dodgers are, you know, they got Torrey, but it looks like a bad year. That they got a bad start.
Now, we said that about the Lakers. Don't forget, sometimes that beginning is, you know, it's confusing to watch in the beginning. Remember how the Lakers were?
Right.
Kobe was mad. We expected nothing. Gasol was still...
They were
going
to trade him, or he wanted to be traded.
Yeah, he was cussing at ice cream parlors at night. People were getting him on their cell phones. And so I love Mr. Torrey, and I hope things will pick up.
Yeah, I don't see it. They got a strange crew up there. And then you got basketball. You got the Clippers, who will never... ever win a championship. The organization doesn't care. The players don't care. Nobody cares down there if they win or lose.
Mr. Sterling, I think it's a write-off for him.
Yeah.
The owner of the Clippers.
No, he makes money off it. He's fine with it.
Really? Maybe it's a hobby to his real estate career.
I think he has a ton of money, and he splits all. I think the revenue in the NBA is split.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the incentive of trying to put together a decent team? Save the money on the salary.
Well, these other guys seem to have a clear incentive. I mean, only Donald Sterling feels that, you know, he's the only one saying, what the hell?
Yeah, what the hell? I mean, they'll always be the second, you know, best team in L.A., even if they do win the championship. And I don't know anybody that has a Clipper Jones. I don't know anybody that lives and dies with the Clippers.
Wait a second, but there's Lakers, then there's Taft High School, then the Clippers.
Yeah, right, yeah. No, you know what? That's actually true. There's the Lakers, then there's UCLA, and then there's the Clippers.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they're the third most popular team in Los Angeles.
Because I think the little nephew...
They may be behind USC.
The little nephew of the Beach Boys, Kevin Love.
Right.
Oh, alone he could beat the Clippers.
But doesn't all the people that do all these sports announcing around here, all the, you know, sportscasters, they always give much more attention to UCLA basketball than they do the Clippers.
Absolutely.
The Clippers are always just a score at the end.
And the Clippers have never had a streak that's lasted through the test of time, and people like Bill Walton and their legacy. The Clippers got to do something memorable.
But they've had time to do that, and they're not doing it.
Yeah, they remember one time we had a guy actually eating on the bench. Now that was kind of memorable. A Clipper actually got caught and suspended by his coach for eating on the bench.
Is that right?
First time I've ever seen that.
You know, the last time I saw that was on the Raiders when Marcus Allen was eating sunflower seeds. Remember that?
Yeah. Now, see, so, you know, now in sports, you can kind of, you know, eat, spit, you know, that kind of stuff. Sunflower seeds, cool. This guy had a hot dog. He actually, his name was Quentin something. I think it was Quentin. And he actually had a hot dog. And that's wrong, Tim. You know, I don't care what
that
city you're in.
That is so crazy.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Guy's eating a dog on the bench. All right. Anything else in the news there, Gina?
That's what's happening.
All right. Gina in the news, everybody.
The news with Gina Grass.
G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-Unit.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you... Well, that.
Oh, boy.
I want more news, man.
Yeah, I like the news. You know, I grew up here in Los Angeles. I was a huge Dodger fan, Ram fan, Lakers, and Kings. Mm-hmm. All year round, I had something to do. And a major fan of all of them. I go back to Jerry West, Will Chamberlain.
Ooh.
My mom loved that whole crew. Gail Goodridge.
Have you ever seen Jerry West play live?
Yeah, I did. I
at
saw him play
Western
live.
At the Great Western Forum or something? That's cool.
I saw him play live a couple of times because my mother loved Jerry West and going down and watch these games. My mother would take us. My dad would stay home because he wasn't a really big basketball fan, and my mom would stay home, and she would take us to the Laker game,
mm-hmm.
and it was sensational. But
and that's good, you know, because if she took other kids in the neighborhood and didn't take y'all, you'd probably be well. That's wrong.
I mean, for a mom to take the the kids, her sons to a basketball game was pretty odd. But anyway, so I grew up as a major Kings fan. Back to the Triple Crown line. Butch Goring, Marcel Dion, Rogie Vachon. You know, way back, and that was always sensational to watch and sit and listen to Bob Miller, you know, talk about the Kings. And a big Laker fan, major Dodger fan.
Mm-hmm.
From 1969 on, when I went to my first game, 1969, sat in the Dodger Stadium. It was bat night. They were playing the Houston Astros. We were up in the blue seats. And they won 3-2 that night. Everyone, you know, went home with a bat. You can't do that anymore at Dodger Stadium.
No.
You get bats out, someone's going to get killed.
Yeah, they'll give you a keychain with a bat on it. But that's about it.
And I used to drive with one of my dad's friends, McLean Stevenson, who's not with us anymore. He was a big actor. He was on
MASH?
Yeah, he was on MASH, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was a big Rams fan, too. And my dad and McLean and myself used to drive down to the Coliseum to watch the Rams when Roman Gabriel played. And Jack Snow and McCutcheon and all those guys. And they were still blue and white at the time,
right,
you know, playing
right.
in the Coliseum. And that's when Los Angeles was a great goddamn sports town.
Yeah.
Because you always had something going on.
Do I have to dump you? You just said...
Oh, no, I don't think you can. You don't have to do that. You can say the GD, right?
Not a religious station.
Yeah, you can't use the F word, but you can use the GD.
I'm learning the radio business.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. But nowadays, I'm with the group that's apathetic and disinterested in sports. I don't really care. If I see the Lakers win, that's fine. If they lose, I don't really care. If I see the Dodgers win, that's great. If they lose, it doesn't matter to me.
It's funny that you grew up going to games with McLean Stevenson. I mean, I'm from Cleveland. I would go with my Uncle Oliver to see the Cavaliers when we finally got a team, because we didn't have a team when I was really young. Then we got the Cavaliers, and I got to see Oscar Robertson play once with the Cincinnati Royals.
Oh, yeah.
But I went with my Uncle Oliver. Oh, you know who my Uncle Oliver's friend was? Don King.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The boxing promoter?
Yeah, it was Mr. Really? King when I was little. He's from Cleveland. You know, a group of guys who kind of hustled and ran numbers and did different things.
Right.
My uncle was a part of that group.
Is that right?
And you know what the numbers are?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's like a ghetto lottery.
Yeah. Well, I have a family member. I can't talk about who it is.
Yeah, yeah.
But I used to run numbers in Bayonne.
I probably shouldn't have mentioned Uncle Oliver. but he's deceased, so right. I don't think he's cuffed in heaven.
You know where they actually get the number from?
Where?
It's the last three numbers of the carry at the local horse track.
Because I remember my grandmother, there was a point in the news where she would say, "Shh, boy, shut up." And she would watch the news, and somehow she got the number while she was watching the news. Maybe it was watch the sports report and get it from Thistledown.
Yeah, right. It was Thistledown. They got the number off the last three numbers of the carry. So if they carried, you know, $12,896,412, it'd be 412.
Gotcha. 412. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't. So you grew up around McLean Stevenson. I grew up around Don King.
Yeah. And he was a major sports fan, and I was, but now I don't give a rat's ass. I really don't. And I don't know if I'm just older and I got a kid, or it just, you know, it doesn't mean anything. Because back when I was a Dodger fan, when they had the infield, you had, Steve Garvey, Davey Lopes at second, Bill Russell at short, and Ron Say at third.
Wow, you were into it.
And those four guys stayed forever. Mm-hmm. There was like maybe 15 straight years where you knew that was going to be the infield. And every game you went to, you know you're going to see Steve Garvey, you're going to see Davey Lopes, you're going to see Bill Russell, and you're going to see Ron Say, and none of them were ever injured or they played injured. You know, none of these guys who have like a, you know, there was no 15-day disabled list.
Yeah.
You know, those guys either were on the bench and they were going to come in
and
pinch
hit. And no steroids, by the way. They just got well.
And you could see a bunch of them limping around. But, you know, back with Steve Yeager, a great catcher for the Dodgers, mm-hmm. and the great pitchers they had too, you know, going back to, you know, recently. When I say recently, I'm talking about Jim Gott and those guys. But I'm talking Fernando Valenzuela, you know, 1981. Oh, yeah.
That
even
was
the guys before that.
That was huge.
Bobby
in LA.
Welch. Remember Bobby Welch striking out Reggie Jackson in the World Series? Those were great times. And you don't see that anymore because people have no loyalty. The players have no loyalty to the team anymore. You know, if they sign with 1 year for the Dodgers, then they're offered $16 million to go play for Tampa Bay. They'll just move.
Now, here's what just hit me. You grew up. You loved all sports here in L.A. And at some point, you gave up on human beings.
Well, I think I gave up on athletes.
Yeah, athletes with two legs.
Yeah.
You gave up. Because you'll get on a Rolling Rock bottle and fly to the moon for a horse race.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know?
Yeah, I'm still with the horses, just not so much with the athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, back when I was a major Dodger, Laker, Kings, and Ram fan, you never heard about the athletes being a-holes.
Right.
They may have been a-holes, but you never heard about it.
Right.
And now you hear of all these pompous a-holes.
Only thing I ever heard as a kid, this is interesting because gossip didn't seem as big when we were young. When I was a kid, somebody told me just briefly that Bill Russell wouldn't sign autographs.
And is that right?
I was like, oh, okay.
You mean the basketball player?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Don't give him a piece of paper because he won't sign it.
Right.
Don't sign autographs. That's the only negative thing I ever heard about an athlete when I was a kid, except being from Cleveland, you would hear things about Jim Brown.
Right.
And when I met him, he turned out to be a real sweetheart of a man, and I'm going to say that because he could still kick my ass today at 70.
I bet he could. Whew. Absolutely.
Whew.
But now you hear of all these athletes, they're all, you know, a lot of them are complete a-holes.
Are you trying to bait me into talking about
give you
Barry
a couple
Bonds?
No, not Barry Bonds. Because he's a friend
nice
of yours,
me.
So I'll give Barry
nice
a free pass
me.
Here.
He's nice to my kids, so I'm cool.
All right. All right, folks, what happened to Los Angeles? Why is it not a sports town anymore? You know, because I'm in the group right now where I don't care myself. It just doesn't matter. If the Dodgers win, great. Lakers, Kings, I like to see
you
win.
You care, Tim.
I really don't.
You start quoting names. You love baseball.
I used to love baseball. I used to love football, hockey, and basketball.
If we had a
I
team,
I love the
you
James Worthy, Michael, you know, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, that whole crew, A.C. Green.
Right on.
I love that group.
Wow, A.C. Green.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite groups of all time in the you know the 80s. Watch them beat Boston, the great rivalry between Boston and Los Angeles.
A.C. Green had the last Jerry Curl.
A.C. Green, I believe, finished his NBA career still a virgin. Didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. He is very religious.
Jerry,
he's very religious, and he wanted to keep his virginity until he got married for that special lady.
Yeah.
And I think you did that,
Byron
too, right?
Scott was on that team.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Michael Cooper.
Byron was very tired because AC wanted to be a virgin.
All right, what happened to Los Angeles? Why are people like me and they just don't give an F about it? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Arsenio Hall is with us. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
When the sun goes down, Jim Conway Jr. knows what's up.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't matter.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us. And sports in L.A. sucks. Why is that? Edgar and Fullerton, you're on 97.1.
Hi, guys. How are you doing tonight?
All right, dude.
Hey.
Hey, I'm calling just because before you went to the break, you were mentioning how bad L.A. sports is. And
yes.
you went into Orange County with the Angels. So the team that you failed to mention are the Stanley Cup champion Anaheim Ducks. Last year was an amazing season. And talk about bringing back the game to what it used to be. They've got a GM right now by the name of Brian Burke who instills nothing but old-school philosophy. He doesn't like the guys bouncing around from team to team, so he likes to keep everybody together as long as he can. And he doesn't deal with any kind of attitude problems in the locker room or anything
like that.
Good
for him, and that's probably why they're winning.
Well, yeah, exactly. So I just want to mention the fact that if you're going to, you know, talk about all sports, you might as well group in the Anaheim Ducks and give them credit. And also, give yourself the opportunity to enjoy some real old-fashioned hockey. They actually call it now Ducks hockey, and what they're referring to...
All right, we're losing the other dude.
But, yeah, but we get the point, and
yeah,
we like
I understand.
It.
The Ducks are used to be a terrible organization when Disney owned them, and now they're kicking ass down there. Yeah, but it's just too far for me to drive for a hockey game. I mean,
how about soccer?
I do enjoy watching the Ducks play, but if I live like when I used to live in Seal Beach, we went to Ducks games all the time because it was like 20 minutes away.
Right.
But to fight that traffic, from the San Fernando Valley down to Anaheim, it's a little too far. I wish the Ducks actually moved up here. I wish the Ducks played in the Valley. I wish the San Fernando Valley had the Ducks or the Lakers.
Have season tickets.
If the Ducks played in the San Fernando Valley, I would have season seats, mm-hmm. and I'd have a Ducks jersey on me.
Right on.
Absolutely.
Okay, wait. How about soccer?
No. I got four sports to balance right now. I can't load up another one.
But as my woman always says, Beckham is so cute, you wouldn't go.
Beckham. It's over. It's not working out. Mm. I mean, we all tried. We all gave it a good old college try here, but it's... I think there's not enough scoring in the game, you know?
Yeah, 2-1. If I'm going to drive that far, 2-1, you got to bring me
more.
How
about 0-0?
Yeah.
How about driving home from Carson?
How about 0-0, but I saw Posh buying peanuts or something?
All right. Let's talk to Frank in Anaheim. You're on 97.1.
Well, you know, I think a lot of times everything was better when we were kids. I mean, you know, things tasted better, you know, no response. So actually everything's going to seem better when we were kids. But actually we've got access to great sports. I mean, USC has always had better attendance than either the Rams or the Raiders. And you don't have to go into escrow to see a game.
Yeah, but one of the problems I have with college sports, and whether it's basketball or football, is that you can only see these guys play for 4 years max, maybe five, and then it's over. I like to, you know, to watch a team there, you know, five, six, seven, eight, 10 years. It's always the same dudes playing on the team. I like that. Like, you know, like with the Dodgers and the Kings. I mean, Marcel Dion was on that team forever. So was, Dave Taylor.
Right.
And Rogie Vachon. With the Lakers, Magic Johnson started his career and ended his career.
He came here after Michigan, and he stayed here to the end.
He stayed until his career was over. And that's why Magic Johnson is one of the most successful guys on the planet.
Yeah.
Because he knew that you come to a town, you stay in a town through thick and thin, and then you own that town afterwards, especially if you kicked ass like he did.
Now he's the prince of L.A. I want him to run for mayor, but he thinks I'm nuts.
He should run for mayor.
I think he should. You're the prince of the city, bro.
Yeah, why wouldn't he do it?
You know, I don't know. I think he just doesn't like politics. I think he'd love to be mayor, but doesn't like politics, if you know what
I
mean.
All right.
Because you really have to play some games, Tim.
Yeah, no, I know. All right, L.A. sucks as a sports town. why is that? William in Long Beach, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
Hey, dude.
Hey, this is the best night on our radio right now.
Thank you, sir.
But sports in L.A. sucks because L.A. sucks.
That's possible.
This city is a wasteland, man.
Yeah,
we can move to another topic. No, I think he encapsulated it.
I do understand that vibe, dude. I really do.
But you look at a city like Phoenix, right? That's not as great a city as L.A., but sports is great out there.
Well, yeah, Phoenix it's not bad. Cleveland has a great sports town, so has Boston, New York. And I just don't know why we can't sustain one here. Let me give you an example. When the Dodgers won the World Series last time, it was 1988.
Which team was that? That wasn't the Gibson.
Yeah, that was Gibson.
Okay.
That was Mike Marshall, Gibson. Who else was on that team?
Was it before Piazza?
No, I think he had, obviously, Oral Hershiser was playing on the team.
Ooh.
Mickey Hatcher. Remember Mickey Hatcher?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that was a whole crew of
Lasorda's boys. I saw Lasorda at Disneyland.
It was like the Bad News Bears. I mean, there wasn't a great athlete on that team.
This is really cool. I saw Lasorda at the Disneyland.
The hospital?
he was at Disneyland. And his wife, this is how I knew he was coming around the corner. His wife has a cane.
Right.
And the cane is made from a Louisville Slugger. So I see this lady with a bat and a cane handle and a rubber tip under it. And I'm like, who is this chick? And I'm like, oh, I know her. And right around the corner comes Tommy.
There he goes.
Cool cane.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. But anyway, the Dodgers won the World Series 1988 with Kirk Gibson and the whole crew. And the kids who were born that year are now in their second year of college. They're 20 years old. They're in their second year of college. And they've never seen the Dodgers go to the World Series. So a whole generation has missed out on the joy that I had when I was a kid. 1977, 1978, 1981. It was great. 1988. The Dodgers were always in the playoffs and always were hungry to win that World Series.
I took my son to see Bonds versus the Angels the year we won down there. World Series.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, that was so exciting. Tim Salmon.
Yeah.
All those guys.
I have a Tim Salmon autographed baseball, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll buy it for you.
How much?
What year do you have?
I don't know what year it is.
Because if it's that year they went to the World Series.
It may have been.
I'll give you $500 for it.
No, really? $500?
For that one?
Yeah.
The year they won the World Series?
I'll drive home in the next hour and drive it back to the station for $500.
I'm just trying to figure out a way to do this show for an hour without
Christ,
you.
Jesus Christ, that's a lot of money.
All right.
It ain't worth $500, I'll tell you that. All right, what happened to L.A. as a sports town, folks? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Hi, I'm Tommy Lasorda.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
It's just the way I roll.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
Welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
Frankie Double Dutch Bus to
that's
Block.
A Double Dutch Bus, man.
Yeah.
Look at you, man.
I opened for Stevie Wonder at the Rose Bowl one time, and Frankie Double Dutch Bus was on the show.
Really?
He did
Are
this
you
song.
Serious?
Yeah,
I like the Double Dutch Bus. What time of year did that come out? 1980?
That was
79?
It was back when I had an apartment. When was that?
Oh, boy.
It was way back.
Ago.
Yeah.
Frankie Double Dutch Bus.
All right, Los Angeles, not the sports town it used to be. What's going on? Let's talk to a James. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's up, Tim?
Hey.
How you doing, Arsenio?
All right, man.
Hey, dog.
Hey, man, what's up with all this L.A. bashing, man?
It's not L.A. bashing. It's the sports out here, man.
Okay, but look, just with the Lakers and the Dodgers alone, the Lakers is one of the only teams that only missed the playoffs three times in the history of the NBA. I'm sorry, any other city would love to have the Lakers.
Yeah, I'm spoiled by Lakers teams from the 80s and the 90s.
But you was just talking about how Magic was with the team, you know, his whole career.
Yeah,
but he's been with the team his whole career. He's been there, 11 years? Three championships, going to bring us one this year.
All right, well, I'm going to test your knowledge here, dude, since you're such a big Laker fan.
Okay.
Why don't you give me the Lakers starting lineup today?
Lakers starting lineup today?
Yep.
You got Kobe Bryant. You got Bramanovich. You got Paul Gasol. You got Derek Fisher. And you have Lamar Odom.
All right, and then who's on the bench?
Who's on the bench? You got Sasha Vujicic. You got Luke Walton. You have Jordan Farmar. You have that newbie character who he don't never play. You got Bronny Turia.
I got a feeling this is Larry Drew, isn't it?
Yeah, you play for the effing team. You're on the bench. All right. I'll give the Lakers a break. They actually, Jerry Buss does try to put together a championship every year.
Jerry's
I'll give him that.
And I thought Jerry did a smart thing with Shaq. People want to blame it on, and Shaq's a friend of mine. People want to blame it on Kobe, but Jerry's a very smart businessman. It's football that frustrates me. Being a Clevelander, being a Browns fan, I'm out here. I'm ready to jump into it. What is up with us not caring about football?
Right, I know. No, there's no team out here. When's the last time we had a team out here? 1988, 87?
I remember meeting 90? Georgia Fratiani when I met Moses.
Yeah. I wonder when the Raiders moved back. But that was a long time ago, huh?
Way back. Dickerson was playing.
Jesus Christ. I like that Eric Dickerson.
Yeah. He's like a gazelle. He'd run like that
straight
style.
Up.
It's that upright style. Yeah, man. It was crazy.
Yeah, he was my favorite player on the Rams of all time. Was he number 33, right? I think he was.
Eric was...
I think he's number 33. Sitting out there on that... 1995? The Oakland Raiders left? All right.
And who else could play in goggles and still be cool?
Yeah, nobody.
Eyewear.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And,
there you go.
That's
and Dickerson.
And Eric Dickerson, man. All right, let's talk to Joe in West Hills. You're on 97.1. How are you?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
First thing, Eric Dickerson wore number 27.
There you go. Or 29.
No, 29.
29.
I think it's 29.
I like to correct the corrector.
Wait a minute.
Andrew and James.
I think it was
20.
No,
Dickerson was not 27, dude.
I bet you he's 29.
Wow. For some reason, I think you might be right, so I'm not going to mess with you there. Dog, what's up with the dog pound?
Hey, man, we barking for you. Tell me about sports in L.A. Talk to me.
Name me another sports town other than New York or Chicago, which are such huge markets that they're going to have enough anyway. And then I'll give you maybe Green Bay in football, and I'll give you maybe the Raiders in football. Name me some other teams that are as passionate as you think that they should be in sports.
Wait, what are you talking about? You think that this is a great sports town?
No, I'm just saying that other than those ones that I just gave you, which is New York and Chicago, I mean, New York's got 20 million people in it, or 10 million people in it, right?
Yeah, but you know, L.A. used to be a great sports town. I remember a year, I don't remember what year this was, and I think it was 1988. Didn't the Lakers win the championship in 88?
I think Kirk Gibson might have hit the home run in 88.
No, I'm talking about the Lakers. I think the Lakers won in 1988. I think they won the NBA championship in 1988. And that same year, Kirk Gibson hit the home run, and the Dodgers won the World Series.
Right.
And I believe that either like the Rams or Raiders or somebody was hot that year as well. I mean, that was a great year. But it's been a long time since, you know, you could go all year round and root for a team that eventually makes the playoffs.
But all I'm suggesting is that most cities are like that.
Yeah, I know, but L.A. Doesn't have to be like that. L.A. is a city, for instance, yeah, it was number 29. Eric Dickerson wore number 29. But New York New York is
I got lucky, bro.
New York has to win. I mean, you have to have a team that does well in New York or people aren't going to show up. And, you know, the Mets try to kick ass every year. I know the Yankees do. The Yankees have made the playoffs, I think, for 20 straight years. And, the Dodgers could do that with the right amount of money and the right management. And it's frustrating growing up in L.A. and being, you know, treated to, I think they're since I was born in 1963 and the Dodgers won the World Series in that year. And the Dodgers went to the World Series probably 7 times in my life. From 1963 until I was 25 in 1988, and 0 times since then. 0. And not even close.
I got to admit, I'm not a Dodgers fan, but I can imagine that must be depressing.
Yeah, it sucks.
I agree, that would be a huge drag.
Yeah, I mean...
Because I know with my teams, the teams that I love,
I can't imagine... All right, buddy, thank you for calling. I can't imagine raising a kid in those 20 years. You know, if your son was born or daughter was born in 1988... And especially if you got a son, you know, a boy in your family, and he's now 20 and he's never seen the Dodgers go to the World Series. The World Series is something more special than any other playoff or any other game.
Keep in mind, Tim, I took my son to see the Angels win the World Series. You are a huge Dodger fan.
Right.
So that wasn't enough for you.
No, it was not enough.
Yeah, okay.
It was irritating, actually. But it was the World Series is different than the Super Bowl. It's different from the NBA championships and different from the NHL. For some reason, the World Series is, at least to me, the biggest event on the planet every year. You know, I always know who's in the World Series. And I think what happens is a lot of these seasons are split up. Like the Kings this season, you know, when you talk about this year, it's the 07-08 team.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And when you talk about the Lakers, it's the 07-08 team. When you talk about the Super Bowl, it's the 08 Super Bowl, but played in the 2007 year. You know, the playoffs were in 08. And you don't really remember. But in baseball, man, you remember every year because it starts in the same year and it ends in the same year. And it starts in April when the flowers are coming out and the spring is starting, and it ends when the winter's coming around. And it takes you through summer, and you really enjoy that sport. It's the sport of summer, and everybody enjoys the summer, and that's why it's important to get a goddamn team in that stadium up there in Chavez Ravine to kick ass and do well and to bring some joy back to this goddamn town when it comes to baseball. And they better do it soon, because people are going to be permanently turned off to that if they don't. All right, folks, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us. When we come back, we're going to take some jokes, and the best joke is going to be repeated by Arsenio Hall.
Oh, we going to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is stand-up act, and we're going to get the reaction from it.
So are they going to give us jokes they've heard or
hopefully
something original?
Original jokes. Yeah, original something original.
Stuff. Yeah. Write something about life or current events. And something that I could, you know, an Obama joke,
right,
or something about a man who puts his children in the dryer as discipline. You don't
yeah,
do
maybe
that.
Even a funny story.
Yeah, you don't do that at home, right?
I do not. No,
okay.
I do not. We don't have a dryer.
Okay.
Our dryer's broken. But yeah, an original story, original joke, and Arsenio is going to incorporate it into his act. And for one time, and get the reaction of it, record it, and then play it on the show. Are you doing anything this weekend? Are you doing comedy?
Yeah, I'm doing something this weekend, but you know what? We should do it at Comedy and Magic so I can tape it.
Good.
And bring it in. I know they have a facility.
Excellent.
So,
okay.
Hey, guys, this it might take a couple weeks for us to get it on the air, but we're going to get your jokes.
Absolutely.
On the air, or
all
your
right.
joke.
The best joke, the best original story, Arsenio will incorporate into his act, do it on stage, tape it, and then bring it back and play it on the air. It should be great.
Right on.
All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
You know, a couple of times I didn't know what was going on out there, so, you know, and
I have no idea what she's saying.